USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests in several American cities following the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal yesterday in his double homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least five arrests made in New York City. Other protests broke out in Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and some other cities as well. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse himself spoke publicly to Fox News after his acquittal.
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal.
Rittenhouse acquitted of all counts on Friday for fatally shooting two men and wounding a third. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge has denied a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. That's the case in which a 25-year-old black man was fatally shot, three men facing charges, a lawyer for one of them saying that a mistrial is warranted because black pastors outside the courthouse were influencing the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.